السحر من الناس السحر. There are two very great bounties of Allah Ta'ala, but many people are in a total loss with regards to these bounties. So the example is being given in this Hadith Sharif is that a person, for example, has been given some capital, 100,000 rand, maybe 1,000,000 rand. So now a lot could have been achieved if it was used correctly, if it was invested properly, it was employed in some business, whatever else. So a person could have profited greatly from it. Instead of that, he went and just squandered it somewhere, wasted it. So after the whole exercise, he's at a loss. He's completely empty, let alone empty. Maybe he's got major debts on his head. So instead of using that correctly and earning a profit, he is now sitting with a major loss. Now anybody who had that opportunity, who had that amount of capital, who could have used it correctly and he squandered it, everyone would look at him very, very strangely. And he himself will have a lot of regret that if only I did the right thing. Now that is the message that we have been given, that these two very great bounties which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, one is as-siha, the bounty of health. While the person has the health, then he doesn't appreciate it the way it should be, and he doesn't use it in what's going to really profit, bring the profit for him, for now and more importantly for the akhirat. So while the health is there, then he is using that health in avenues of actually causing harm to himself. Harm in dunya also, and even worse than that, harm in the akhirat. So this is a very great loss that a person puts himself into. So while we have this bounty of health, it's supposed to be used correctly, appreciated, used in a way that a person then, he invests for the akhirat. In the Hadith Sharif it is mentioned that if a person becomes ill, and due to his illness, he is unable, because of the extent of the illness, he is unable to do those actions that he was regular in doing. Likewise, old age has set in, and because of the old age now, what he was previously doing regularly, he is not able to do it anymore. So he's not able to do those amal because of the old age, because of the illness. Otherwise he would have continued. So now the rewards of that continue for him even while he's not able to do it. So when he had the good health, he used it correctly. He was engaging in amal, he was performing his tahajjud maybe, he, besides obviously the faraiz, he was fulfilling completely. He was engaging in a lot of tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Now that only got paused because of ill health. Or it came to a stop because of his old age. But because he used that health correctly when he had it, now when he doesn't have it, he's still getting, his meter is still running. But while he had the health, he was whiling the time away somewhere else. He didn't use it correctly. Now when the ill health came, when the old age came, there's still nothing happening. And there's no rewards coming. So what a great loss. That otherwise his meter could have been running for free. So this is one very great favor of Allah Ta'ala that is not appreciated correctly and not used rightly. So the message is to use that health while we have it in the right avenues. And the other is faragh. Faragh, one is, you may call it free time, but where a person is not preoccupied with situations, with circumstances that totally take his peace away. Allah forbid, people who are in war-torn situations, they are so preoccupied with maybe where they're going to get the next slice of bread, how to try and get something somewhere. Their whole heart and mind is occupied in just survival. In the midst of that kind of situation, it's very difficult for a person to actually focus on doing something in terms of amal. So when a person has that situation of peace, of calm, he is not preoccupied with circumstances that overwhelm him, there's not a time to be whiling away in futile things, whiling away in just all kinds of idle talk, etc. That's a time to use in a way that brings one closer to Allah Ta'ala. So especially now in the Mubarak month of Ramadan, this is a time to apply both these things very, very fully in trying to achieve the total and maximum profit, using the health we have, and this time and this lack of situations that preoccupy us, the very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. This is now to be channeled in a way that brings us closer to Allah Ta'ala, especially in these Mubarak nights and days of Ramadan, that this time shouldn't get wasted in other things. This time should be used in a way that Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased with us. Allah Ta'ala give us.